Well, the Next Stage Theater Festival's wrapping up this weekend. It's got comedy, it's got drama, it's got breakdancing. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, has seen the full lineup, and she is here to give us the highlights, the must-sees before it closes. Lynn, good afternoon.
Hi, Kevin.
Remind us again, what is the Next Stage Theater Festival?
It's a mini fringe festival of 8 shows in this case. Some of these shows have played either at our huge summer fringe festival and have been remounted here. Others have done the fringe circuit and are making their first visit. And some are new plays in development and need this kind of exposure. Hmm. And as you say, the subjects range from those dealing with relationships that are either developing or breaking up. There's a clown show set in Paris in Nazi-occupied Paris in 1940. There's a dramatization of a series of paintings and, for good measure, a breakdancing show with depth.
Excellent. Now, you had said you often miss the summer fringe,
yes.
So you were really looking forward.
I was looking forward to it. Yeah. I always look forward to this one. This is the second year it's been in existence.
So what are your top picks?
Top picks in alphabetical order.
Fair enough.
The Rake's Progress, Reser, and Yichud/Seclusion. Yichud is the Hebrew. Seclusion is the translation in English. Let me continue.
Okay. There. The Rake's Progress first.
The Rake's Progress is based on the opera by Igor Stravinsky and the 8 painting series by William Hogarth, the 18th century painter.
Mm-hmm.
It follows the journey of Tom Rakewell, an innocent young man from the English countryside who inherits a lot of money and has to go to the city of London to get it. Okay. His guide is the slimy Nick Shadow, and we see Tom's descent as he gets involved in orgies, debauchery, marrying for money but not love, losing his fortune, and landing in prison. That'll ruin your day. And it is directed with invention and imagination by Autumn Smith and acted by a fine company of actors. Each of Hogarth's paintings in this series are realized and set behind a huge frame. First they're set behind the frame, and then the painting comes to life to further explain Tom's slow descent.
Cool.
I thought that was wonderful.
It's a cool deceit.
It is.
Yeah,
it is terrific.
Sunday in the Park with Bill.
With Bill.
Yes, that's what
yes.
you could call that one.
Something like that.
So what's, okay, now we move on. Reser?
Reser. It's about a small group of Russian Mennonites who came to Reser, which is a small town in northern Ontario, in the early 1900s, to work the land until the harsh life broke them and they had to move on. Hmm. The story is told by Anna, who comes there as a young girl, I believe she's 12, and grows into a woman. From the press information, I love this, quote, Reser combines live music, performance, shadow puppets, baking, and a man in a bear suit to tell the story of this ghost town in northern Ontario, quote. It's written by Aaron Brandenburg and Lauren Taylor. Brandenburg plays Anna. Taylor directs. And a wonderful junk band plays the music and makes all the sound effects. You know, I love the spare, evocative writing that gets the audience right into that life these people had to endure. So you see this life of resolve, tenacity, and humor. Hmm. The direction is vivid and so creative. I love this. For example, they create the whole sense of the town simply by hanging laundry on a line.
But somehow that works to
it
evoke
does.
The whole...
I'm not going to explain how, but it does. She hangs the stuff in there. There is the village, and you see it. It's
brilliant.
Wonderful. I love
so,
it.
So, finally, and excuse my pronunciation, Yichud?
Yichud.
Yichud, Seclusion.
Seclusion. Written by Julie Tepperman and directed by Aaron Willis. They're married in real life. They are producing this through their Convergence a theater company, which I adore. I love this company. They're very inventive. And they play the bride and groom. Yichud is Hebrew, as I say, for the seclusion room. In an Orthodox Jewish wedding, the couple goes into the Yichud room immediately after the wedding ceremony for a short period of time to be alone, for intimacy, for a little food, maybe even to get to know each other, because generally this might be, because it's an arranged marriage, this might be the first time they've ever seen each other, or maybe even the second time. These people have gone on an engagement date, and that's when they met. Mm. The play is just the first act of what I think will develop into a larger piece. It's about marriage, intimacy, relationships.
It's one of the ones you said when you were here last week. You said you were
that's
looking
right.
forward to seeing,
really
too.
Looking forward to this. The play opens with the parents of the bride preparing for the wedding. The parents have been married for several years, and it's revealed the wife wants a divorce. The husband tries to win her back. He knows that she's not happy. There are problems of communication. For example, the wife says, you know, she walks in front of him in her underwear, and he doesn't notice because he's watching television. Hmm. That'll put a pall on a relationship.
No kidding.
No, there's lack of passion here and loneliness in this play, and they talk about this in great detail. There are scenes with the young married men of the Orthodox men of the congregation who are unhappy in their own marriages and for various reasons, but are ready to give advice to the group on what to
great.
Do. You know, I love that. You know, I think Julie Tepperman's writing is smart, perceptive, and at times it does cut close to the bone. Aaron Willis's direction is clear, sensitive, and detail-minded. The acting of the company is very fine, and I look forward to when she fleshes this out to a larger play.
Which is going to happen. Now, very quickly.
Yes.
What's the breakdancing thing? This is the special mention you have.
Take It Back, it's what it's called. A breakdancing show that asks the question, why don't we dance in couples anymore? And with energy and intoxicating, eye-popping breakdancing, don't do this at home, they answer the question, pure joy. And, you know, I love this festival. It was wonderful. Second year, I'm glad I went. They always have good stuff.
Lynn, thanks for coming to talk about it.
Pleasure.